Jesus Christ is Lord of healthcare. Dear friends, it is a humbling yet solemn privilege to share these short audio sessions, and I share these 21 days, hopefully God willing, our journey to the cross with a deep sense of dependence on Christ, as well as a deep sense of destiny in Christ. And speaking by faith, we speak with a view to radical, drastic changes, choices, the release of a radical love for Jesus among healthcare workers in the health fields. We are longing that truth will come download to us as we read the Gospels from the ovens of heaven, truth that transforms. So, O Lord, right at the outset of these 21 days, we ask you, tear the inner veil, the filters by which we dilute and diminish the impact of your word. O Lord, penetrate our hard hearts, touch our hearts, let there be light, and let every spirit which attempts to dilute the word be broken. And yet, O Lord, comfort, heal, strengthen us. O Master, speaks. Your servants are hearing with a desire to obey. In Jesus' name. Dear friends, we begin today with the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. We are nearing the culmination of the most daring rescue operation in history, the greatest project ever planned and carried out, the redemptive plan of God that has been relentlessly pursued by God for over 4 millennia. It began in the heart of God even before creation, and the incarnation was a huge step forward when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. From Luke 19 onwards, the 10 chapters of the Gospel, or slightly more, show Jesus moving forward to his date with destiny in Jerusalem. From Luke 9, 10 chapters to Luke 19. And the triumphal entry was a pivotal moment in the life of Jesus, the curtain raiser to the most momentous week in redemptive history. This is something we cannot ever forget. In fact, if you read the few previous verses from Luke 18, verse 15, we see the king making a royal progress to his capital. And there is something so stirring. And in that portion before the triumphal entry, we find Jesus correcting misunderstandings about his kingdom. He shows them, first of all, that suffering must come before glory. This kingdom was centered on a cross. Secondly, in Zacchaeus' story, he showed that spiritual heart transformation must precede societal transformation. Thirdly, through a long striking parable, he conditions them to think not in terms of immediate success, but a long struggle. And he also shows them that this is not a Jewish kingdom, that their king is king over all the nations, and this kingdom is a global kingdom. And now we come to this triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. May I read a few verses? Verse 28, when he had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. And as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, especially raising Lazarus from the dead, of course, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you, if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." This morning, dear friends, we like to learn one particular lesson. Jesus Christ, the Lord of healthcare, our King, wants to march into the city of healthcare. But he comes as a humble king. And Jesus was fulfilling a prophecy in Zechariah 9, which said, "Rejoice greatly, O Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey." In Psalm 45, the wedding psalm, it talks about the king bridegroom who rides forth on behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. What a difficult, wonderful combination, difficult to hold together. Truth, humility, and righteousness. His kingdom is so different. And as we all know, kings rode on horses, our king on a donkey. Kings destroyed their opponents, our king died for his enemies. Kings get servants to wash their feet, our king washed the feet of his servants. Jesus exemplified this in his life and in his teaching. He said, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is prophetic truth. It will happen. So we realize, dear friends, that evil can have no beginning but pride and no ending but from humility. So at the very heart of the Christian gospel is the bloody death of a helpless, slaughtered lamb, anion, a kutti lamb, a baby lamb. A lamb, you ask? Yes, a lamb. This is an offense to the world, and yet it is this slain, slaughtered, substitute, sorrowing, simple, ultimately satisfied, stunning lamb who destroys the dragon, destroys death through his death. Hallelujah. This slain lamb, rejected, spat upon, crucified, has built a kingdom that will never end. This kingdom will shake all kingdoms founded on pride, power, and bloodshed. As Stanley Jones said, the meek, the terrible meek, are about to enter their inheritance. The earth is theirs. Let the meek, the terrible meek in healthcare, rise to take the kingdom of God into healthcare. Christian healthcare workers of South Asia and the world, shall we follow this lamp? Like D.E. Hoste, Hudson Taylor's successor, of whom it was said, and I recently thought about them with Mr. and Mrs. Chako, wonderful couple, Uncle Chako and Auntie Susamma in Karigiri. "Let us live to be forgotten, that Christ will be remembered." But how can we proud people receive this grace of humility? When we realize that we have been graced by grace, we will become humble, and the indwelling Holy Spirit will bring a Christ-like humility into our lives. So, brothers and sisters, let every high thing which exalts itself be brought down. Let the lofty looks of man be brought low. Let us Christian doctors especially come down from our pedestals. May the meek, the terrible meek, rise up in the health fields. The mother of Jesus said it so well. "He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones. He has exalted the lowly. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And Isaiah says it so well, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled. The haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For that day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up. And if you read on in Isaiah chapter 2, you find this, everything high and lifted up, the oaks of Bashan, the cedars of Lebanon, all the high mountains, every high tower, every fortified wall, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day, but the idols he shall utterly abolish. Dear brothers and sisters, let us, like Amy Carmichael's nurse, she said, I saw Jesus hanging naked on a cross, and I made an ash heap of my pride, a dunghill of my pride. Friends, as we see our humble Jesus, may we all humble ourselves. Let the health field see the humility of Jesus through healthcare workers in Christ to bring the kingdom. Yes, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, but come in a lowly way to die, bury, be buried, rise again, and ascend. God bless you. In Jesus' name, Amen.